Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Today, I like to present some facts which may not be all that known and realized, but they are very important if we want to understand what is going on in Germany and Europe and how it relates to biblical prophecy. I like to start with an article by the Ron Paul Institute, dated July 15, saying this. Germany is actually Ukraine's second largest arms supplier after the United States. Chancellor Olaf Scholz pledged a new arms package worth 700 million euros, including additional tanks, munitions, and Patriot air defense systems at the NATO summit, putting Berlin, as he said, at the very forefront of military support for Ukraine. The Ukraine crisis has provided the context for accelerating Germany's militarization. Germany is the Biden administration's closest ally in the war against Russia. Rheinmetall, the great 135-year-old German arms manufacturing company, has disclosed that it is opening an armored vehicle plant in western Ukraine at an undisclosed location in the next 12 weeks. Now, this should already tell us something, but a lot more is happening. CNN wrote on July 18. The US and Europe are struggling to provide Ukraine with a large amount of ammunition it will need for a prolonged counteroffensive against Russia. And Western officials are racing the ramp-up production to avoid shortages on the battlefield. Now here again comes Germany. A German government source told CNN that Berlin has taken steps to try to close existing gaps in ammunition stocks and to increase ammunition reserves, noting that the munitions for the Swiss-made Gepard tank, which has been provided to Ukraine, is now being produced in Germany. And the Army Technology magazine wrote on July 18, the German Bundeswehr has just issued a large volume order for service and practice artillery ammunition worth around 1.3 billion euros. That's about 1.46 billion dollars. The framework contracts will help to assure a secure supply of ammunition to the armed forces of Germany and other NATO nations. Do we see how Germany is becoming more and more the power, the military power in Europe? Here's an article by the Economic Times, dated July 17. Germany is confident it will have the best equipped army division amongst European NATO allies in 2025. It will be sufficient to contribute the best equipped division of all European NATO partners, it says. Europe, under German leadership, is rising to a mighty military power, willing to engage in war as never before since the end of World War II. Something which the Bible has clearly prophesied is going to happen in our time. The Associated Press wrote on July 14 about a development in Germany which is extremely alarming because woe to those who are opposed to war. Notice what is being said here. The German Domestic Intelligence Agency recently warns that anti-war views and climate disinformation are partly spread by Russia-backed channels and pro-Moscow influences. Now, to me, that is extremely dangerous. Suddenly, everyone who is opposed to war, any war, seems to be looked upon by the German intelligence service as a Russian agent. The article goes on to say, Scholz insisted that the gradual increase in support Germany is providing Ukraine which includes 17 billion euros worth of arms such as high-end Leopard 2 tanks and advanced air defense systems, enjoys mainstream backing. Now, if we talk about the mainstream media, that may be true. But if we talk about the general population of Germany, that is absolutely a misstatement. That is absolutely false. In fact, either Scholz is oblivious to what's really going on in Germany, or he pretends to be. His coalition government is being looked upon by most Germans as an utter failure in need of replacement. And replacement will come. Express wrote on July 17. Alarm bells rang when German and French generals, among others, wrote an article suggesting that the UK, France, and Germany should get together to provide a Europe-wide nuclear deterrent in the face of threats from Russia. Did you get that? Nuclear deterrent. The article goes on to say there are also worries over reports that President Joe Biden wants European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to be the next NATO General Secretary. Mrs. von der Leyen is a former German defense minister who has pushed strongly for an EU army. But then it says, the article said that Europe will need a convincing conventional and nuclear deterrent on its own. And Germany will be key. Germany needs to play a more significant role in NATO, which means it needs a nuclear deterrent if Article 5 is invoked in a worst-case scenario. Article 5 says that an attack on one NATO ally is to be considered an attack against all NATO member states, and that's why you have to have a nuclear power, they say. Now, the Bible says that Europe, under German leadership, will in fact become a nuclear power, and that it will use nuclear weapons against their enemies in a coming World War III. The Daily Mail wrote on July 14 about European and German sentiment, which is in total contradiction to what we have just heard from Olaf Scholz. It says, Vienna University's Anthony Constantini says, the EU is either ignoring the facts or willfully misunderstanding them. Europeans are telling their politicians to look after their own people first, amid soaring inflation and energy and food price rises. Millions of voters blame high immigration. The EU received almost 900,000 asylum seekers last year alone, roughly double the number in 2021. So they blame them for rising crime, a crippling housing shortage, terror attacks, social problems, and what they may see as an erosion of European culture. Last September, 12 of Germany's 16 states blocked further arrivals, insisting they could not absorb any more. A national shortage of 700,000 homes in Germany is expected by 2025, with surveys showing that half of Germans blame immigration for the crisis. Anger rose further when 110 elderly nursing home residents in Berlin were evicted earlier this year to give their rooms to migrants. Like Olaf Scholz, many governmental leaders in Europe seem to be unwilling to consider the fact that to a large extent they are responsible. Because of their unrealistic policies, they are responsible for the dissatisfaction and the rebellion, as some say, of their citizens. Now, I just received a report according to which there are considerations to change the burden of proof. What I mean by that is, if you are being accused of having made any discriminatory statements against somebody, it would now suddenly be your burden to prove that you didn't do it. Another report was received to the effect that if you say anything against the government or what the government wants you to say, they can confiscate your travel documents, which means if you are in Germany, you can't leave the country. If you are in another country, you can't come back to Germany. Now, I'm not saying these laws have been enacted, but they are being discussed, mainly by the Green Party. And that is troublesome enough. It reminds me of the methods by Stasi and also Nazi Germany. So what are we talking about? We are talking about a situation where Germany is becoming more and more a dictatorship, something which is clearly prophesied in your Bible. And we need to watch carefully what is happening. We have prepared a free booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. You can read it online, but you can also have a printed hard copy. Please ask for a hard copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch Program.